So my title is How to Beat the Devil. And I'm going to probably just upload one video a day. And if I do record more than one, I'll just schedule it for the next day or something. It depends on how urgent it is. Because somebody said something to me yesterday. She said, self-care. And so if I really care about souls, you also care about the spirit, the soul, the body. And for some reason, the preachers don't talk about self-care and getting your house in order and living in peace and living in the now. And, you know, I understand where preachers are up there with one agenda, that because their seminary is going to tell them, or their deacons are going to say, well, you didn't preach the gospel today. Well, sometimes you just have a church that you build people up, spirit, soul, and body. Isn't that what Paul said? I pray that your spirit, soul, and body be built up. Yeah, you should say, run to Jesus. If you're a pastor, run to Jesus every time is good. But there's more to life that you have to manage. You're fighting the devil, and you're fighting the devil's system. How do you win? How do you win? Yeah, Exodus 14:14. The Lord will fight for you and he'll show your peace. So peace is one way. If you lose your peace, that means you're trying to fight. If you lose your peace, you're trying to fight. The devil loves chaos. God loves order. Because God is order. Getting your house in order. Getting your finances in order. Getting the self-care in order. Us as men, we never heard that. We don't even know what that means. The only reason I heard about it was I had an Uber rider one time. It was a black lady. She's probably in her 20s, 25, something like that. I said something about what's going on today. She said, today's my self-care day. It was like a Wednesday or something. I said, what do you mean by that? She said, one day a week, my mom told me to do self-care. I said, that's pretty interesting. She said, I'll go to a movie, or I'll go to a spa, or I'll go to a whatever. She said, one day a week, my mom taught me to do self-care. Now, we need to do it every day in little micro. But what does that mean? It keeps you in equilibrium. You've got agents of Satan always trying to distract you from what the Apostle Paul said, spirit, soul, and body. I pray that you prosper, spirit, soul, and body. So what are some self-care things that you do? You read your Bible. You can use AI now to understand your Bible. You can know as much Bible as a theologian if you ask the right questions and say, only use the Bible for my answer. You have a theologian in your back pocket now. You don't really need me. You don't really need me anymore. I don't know if, you know, I've taught my AI clone, twin. I've taught my AI clone to think like me. So I don't know, maybe you do. But anyway, if I could copy and paste my AI experience over to yours, then you would have the same way. You would think like me. And so I'm not saying to think like me, but I'm saying my doctrine is pretty good because I've listened to sound doctrine all my life. And so self-care, get out of debt. Time is speeding up. Another thing in the conversation is time is speeding up. Now you might say, well, what do you mean time is speeding up? Well, number one, inflation. Every year, they're shooting for 2-3% inflation every year, so that forces you to have to work more or charge people more, or whatever. You have to be more wise, you know. You have to be really wise. I never saw the movie, but it's just like I said, had some good conversations lately with somebody, and she and I concluded that it's moving towards, I never saw the movie, but it was moving towards, and I knew it as soon as I saw the advertisement, even though I never saw the movie. I forget the name of the movie where everybody's fighting for food. Anyway, on the first one, the lady won without any help. On the second one, she needed help, alliances. And so self-care is make sure you have good alliances. Make sure you don't waste your time with foolishness. The book of Proverbs says, whether you argue with or laugh with a foolish man, there's no rest. Don't talk to fools. I'm not saying call anybody a fool, but don't waste your time with fools. If you want to be wise, hang out with the wise. And notice the phonics in the word wise. Wise sounds like eyes in there. You need to see through the words. Wise as serpents, gentle as doves. How do you fight the devil? First of all, you have to become self-aware. Second of all, you got to start using game theory. Game theory, the devil uses game theory to attack you. He gives you a rest for a couple days and then he comes after you. So what is game theory on your end? Stay in the word. Stay in the scripture. Stay in the prayer. Stay in the prayer. Stay in meditation. He says, meditate on my word day and night. I promise you, if you ever see the Shekinah glory and he starts to set you apart for a purpose, you'll understand that everything that you're doing is just a fractal. And so everybody's going to their job and everybody's business. They could be running a business. And you're so busy with your business, you forgot your true business. You're so busy with your activities, you forget your true act down here. I don't care if you live in a shack. I don't care if you live in a shed. I don't care if you live in a mansion. I don't care where you live. You've got to have some peace, and you got to cut that noise off, that TV box, that idiot box, and that music box, because it's a distraction from your inner man. And so you have to be game on all the time. And people aren't your enemy. That we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but what's controlling them? And if they're not self-aware and they can't control their own thoughts, they can't control their own responses, and all they think about is me, 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 and self, 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 and they're demon-possessed, and the devil takes them captive at will, and even a saved person can say some off-the-roof stuff at times, but you have to just hit them with the word. And you have to hit yourself with the word, and you have to be game on all the time. And it's not that you're fighting all the time, it's that you're preparing all the time. You already know the game, the devil's game. There's no new game. I've talked about the Jezebel attacks. If you fight with Jezebel, you're just like, they want to make a copy. The devil's trying to make a copy of himself. And if he's got a Jezebel fighting you, don't fight Jezebel, because that's a copy. They're trying to turn you into a copy of them. If it's a narcissist, don't fight the narcissist. Just get away from them. And if you can't get away from them, limit conversation. And if you need to tell them some kind of distraction, some kind of fake dream, give them a fake dream. Because if you tell them your real dream, they try to take you out. They try to stop it because they are jealous of you having a dream. And you don't know if it's a witch or not. You don't know if somebody's doing curses behind the scene. You don't know. You don't know if somebody's doing witchcraft, trying to do some spells. But the spells don't work on you if you claim the blood. Claim the blood every day. Exodus 14:14, the Lord will fight for you and you shall hold your peace. It doesn't say you shall hold your peace and then the Lord will fight for you. No, it says you shall, it says the Lord will fight for you and you shall hold your peace. And then you shall hold your peace. I learned that a long time ago from an 80-year-old woman who had a halfway house. And I was in Florida. I need a place to live. And I said, I won't be here long, but I just need a place to sleep, take a shower. She said, okay. She was involved in a little Baptist church. And she knew, after being around me, she knew my character. I knew her character. I helped her a little business for a while. And I finally had enough unction to leave, you know, leave that state, because I was under attack down there. I was under attack by a whole family, because they wanted me to be Pentecostal, and I said, I don't think so. They wanted me to go to a church that was not a gospel preaching church. They wanted me to be in their cult. And I said, I don't think so. And they're still in the cult. They're still indoctrinating people in their cult, I'm sure. That's the way cults work. Because a cult ain't going to survive unless they vampire off somebody else. And so they have to have a new target to vampire off of. Corporations want new blood. If you're not performing, they're going to bring new blood in and use the younger blood. If you learn the game and you see the fractal, it's all the same game everywhere you go. But you step into game theory, Google it, and you're always game on spiritually, prayer and Bible study and fellowship with a believer.